This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Even though midterm elections are just over 2 weeks away, turmoil and tension overseas dominated the news this week. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
In Iraq, violence continued and a Shiite-led militia won control of the city of Amara in southern Iraq. Some U.S. military officials are suggesting a new approach. Is President Bush showing any signs of making a change here?
Well, a few, if you read it very carefully and then put together what you hear. They used to talk simply about staying the course. Now another phrase has crept in. Now he said there could be tactical changes. Well, we don't know yet what tactical changes are. We won't really know what their policy is until after the election. They clearly want this to be not another influence on the election where things are already going badly enough for the administration.
Earlier this year, we were hearing that the troops, some amount of troops, would be at least drawn down, I think was the phrase everyone used.
Yes.
Sometime this year. That's sort of gone with the wind, yes?
I don't know. Maybe there'll be some, but more. I don't know which way they're going. They have the basic option now of trying to send more troops and see if they can change the situation, or more or less giving up and saying such things as we're turning things over to the wonderful Iraqi government and all, and go the other way. I think that there is a big decision that they have to make, which is not just stay the course. It is what course, and can we stay it, and if we can't, what do we do?
Dan, do you think this pressure, most of the pressure here is coming from military commanders, or is this political?
Well, they get very much mixed up together, political and military, as things work in this town. But the president over this weekend is consulting with General Abizaid, other generals as well, and I don't know how hard they're being on this subject, but I suggest the president is listening to them and will have to respond to them in one way or another. This is an unsustainable situation where you find that they've lost more Americans in a week than they have lost in any 1 week for 2 years.
Number of deaths in October so far is 73. Attacks have spiked, and that represents 22% raise in the number of attacks against U.S. troops.
Right.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Rice, Condoleezza Rice, has been traveling across Asia talking to foreign leaders about a response to North Korea's nuclear test.
Yes.
Her most important stop, China. What are China's interests?
Well, China's interest, first place, is keeping North Koreans in North Korea and not letting the country collapse, in which case you would get thousands, perhaps millions of people trying to flood across the border into China. At the same time, they realize that something has to be done about the nuclear bomb. Also, North Korea has apparently promised the Chinese that they will not export their technology. And so there were little advances made. So we go on.
Condoleezza Rice emphasized that she was not dictating American foreign policy to any other country, but that the U.S. plans not to escalate this situation.
Well, that's right. When you're dealing with the Chinese whose help you need, one is well advised not to put too much pressure on them because at the moment they're trying to implement the U.N. resolution, and if you get them too irritated, they can turn around very quickly. So I think that the job of Secretary Rice has been to get them to make a few gestures to support us without sort of putting too much pressure on them.
So the talks between Condoleezza Rice and the Chinese went as well as can be expected.
Exactly, as well as under the circumstances can be expected.
How is the American public responding to the way the U.S. government is handling this?
Well, I don't know whether it's just how the government is handling North Korea and the war, but there is a general sense that this country is turning its back both on Congress and on the president. In recent polls, you got 16% of people saying that they approve of what Congress does, and 36% approve of what the president does. If you add to that the Page scandal, the corruption scandal, and other scandals, together with the big thing, which is the war, and you find Americans are beginning to turn their back on it.
So are we going to see that on November 7th, the effects of all this?
Well, I think we already have seen a great deal of it in the polls that are taken in individual states, where you find people who were supposedly running neck and neck, and now the Democrat has pulled ahead. And in one place after another, the Democrats have improved their position, and there's every likelihood, if the election were held today, that there'd be a vast change in Congress.
Dan, you've seen a lot of elections over the years. You've covered a lot of elections. Does this one look different to you than others?
Yes, I think that there's a more profound change going on in the minds and hearts of Americans than I'd seen in any short time before.
NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore, thank you very much.
My pleasure.